Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, even when Pete's here, except he says dog. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about now, it will be time for the radio obituaries. So it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And I realized as, and you know that this is coming, when Ken Nordine was announced today, I realized, well, there you go. So here we are. And also, I'd already done more than could fit into an hour anyway, and I got two more weeks coming up soon. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And I thought, well, you know, we've already got this massive backlog, even though Pete, who was here last week, God love him, he did the obits, and he did them right. Yay, Pete. Really, the whole show was spectacular. If you've got a chance to go over to WMFO.org and check out the archive, I strongly recommend that you do if you have not yet had the chance. We have a powerhouse team of subs here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I love it. Love it. So realizing that, you know, I've got that time coming up, blah, blah, blah. I thought, all right, we're doing it. We're doing it. So, plenty of silliness in the obits, though. Don't you worry your pretty little head if you came here for that. Front-loaded for the first hour, because I know how some of you get. Sleepy is how you get. I understand. I get sleepy, too. I'm not judging. Anyway, it's the time for the radio obituaries to begin. Right now, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right now to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Even though Mike just told you that a few minutes ago, you can't be reminded too much. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Kay Ballard, the American musical theater and television actress, comedian, and singer, right out of Cleveland, Ohio. She established herself as a musical comedian in the 1940s, joining the Spike Jonze touring revue of entertainers. I don't believe she ever actually recorded with him, though. She played broad physical comedy, did stand-up dialogue routines, and was a regular in TV and stage productions. Her catchphrase came directly from her mother, "Good luck with your mouth." I love that. Side note, though, she was the first person to record the song "Fly Me to the Moon" in 1954. That's crazy. Kay Ballard just passed away at 93. It's the initial radio obituary. We're going to start with something for the January Fairy. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now the new one is the consequence, as the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you.
There's so many people who can talk. You have used up all the skill, you know, when at the end you come to nothing, or nearly nothing.
So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I need for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, say me fa so la ti do. She will find herself with no show. Better play the note you know.
Somebody new. I said I'd never kiss anyone after you. Years have gone by, and now at the stroke of midnight, when all the world is fast asleep, I broke the vow I promised to keep. I just kissed my nose goodnight as I started to turn out the light. I looked into the mirror that was hung on the shelf. Woo! All at once I found I was in love with myself. I just kissed my nose goodnight, and now my future looks sunny and bright. Castles may crumble, they're just made of clay, but it is clear my nose is here and it's gonna stay. I just kissed my nose goodnight. I just kissed my nose goodnight. Good night. Nobody knows the trouble that's in. Is there anything in this world you want, darling? Name it, name it. Oh, it isn't, honey. Go on, talk up. Kleenex, Scotties, Irish linen, Italian lace, you daffy little. Bless you. I'm treating my nose just right. What's more, we're going out Saturday night. I just bought a nose ring, you know what that means. Why, everything looks rosy for Nosy and me. I just kissed my nose goodnight, everybody. Cha, cha, cha. Kiss your nose goodnight.
Think of what you're losing by constantly refusing to dance with me. Idol of France with me, and yet you stand there and shake your foolish head dramatically while I wait here so ecstatically. You just look and say emphatically,
not this season, there's a reason
I won't dance. Don't ask me, I won't dance. Don't ask me, I won't dance.
Man, I'm with you.
My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely.
So what? I'm lovely.
But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance.
Merci beaucoup.
I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. This feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance.
Merci beaucoup.
I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you,
the post-initial radio obituary is for Ken Nordine, the American voiceover and recording artist, best known for his series of word jazz albums. Oh, Ken Nordine. Sorry, I wasn't well. I was so prepared on content, not prepared on the obit. It happens a lot. Actually, there's not a lot documented at this point for me to get into, so I'm going to trust that you're all very familiar with Ken Nordine, at this point in the game, because he is a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. Pretty sure one of the ever and beckoning staff approached him at some point about being on one of the Bubbles in the Think Tank records. Yet another reason why we really should have made that last one we were going to make. But Ken Nordine just passed away at 98. A very kind soul. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Ken Nordine right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What we wanted to be. It was candy for the mind. Look behind and you'll see it was circusy. It was high diddle diddle. It was cat and the fiddle. As safe as can be, it was right down the middle. It was fantasy, fantasy galore. It was everything we ever wanted. It was that, and so much more. Who was it said?
As a color is in an awful mess. Yes. Ask anyone with flesh, they'll tell you. Flesh as a color is about as close to a problem as a color can get. Some people think the only color flesh color should be is the color their flesh color is, which, pure and simple, is color-centric thinking. Popular in some corners. But you and I know, though, that the proper color for flesh to be is the proper color it is, varying from complexion to complexion. But if black flesh and white flesh and brown flesh and red flesh and yellow flesh and tan flesh, if all the fleshes that are flesh want to establish a sensible similarity among differences, we'd better forget the flesh and the colors it can be and think on the spirit and its singular light. Otherwise, flesh as a color could be black and blue or even a bloody hue.
I sometimes think of some of the silly ideas I used to have. Now I can look back across my short years and from this vantage point see how ridiculous some of these notions really were. When I was in first, or was it second grade of grammar school, some teacher whose name I've forgotten told all of us in the class to walk a special way, with our feet straight out, parallel to each other. I found walking this way very easy and was very proud of myself because I could walk with my feet in the correct style. Well, just as I have forgotten the name of the teacher who told me this, I also have forgotten, or had, until just a few moments ago, what great importance my impressionable mind had given to her words. I felt special because I walked in the special right way. And if I saw someone who walked with their feet not parallel, with a duck-like position, I felt that they lacked something. Now, this silly notion is understandable in a youngster of 6 or 7. But you'd think it would disappear later with other childish notions. But it didn't. As an adolescent, daydreaming away the days, I would watch walkers with bad footwork and have to subdue the urge to tell them about their bad walking habits. Now, of course, I can smile at my misinformation because I've since found out that some people have to walk with a splayed walk because of their bone construction. Something is different in their feet. You might say I conquered a prejudice I had against the bad walkers. I wonder, though, how many other ridiculous ideas I've inherited and think are true and useful that may be hanging around inside my head. I think the number would surprise me. The other day, for example, I overheard someone say, "I can't stand people who wear socks like that." From the tone of this stranger's comment, I knew she was referring to someone sitting at the counter of the coffee shop I was in. I looked over the collection of dangling ankles lining the bottom of the counter, and sure enough, there was a pair of jazzy silk socks some man was wearing to cover the nakedness of his ankles. I assumed these were the socks that so offended the critical stranger. I couldn't help but wonder why. I still do. What did this stranger, I shall probably never meet again, have against the flash of purple and green stripes on some other stranger's ankles? Or maybe it wasn't the pattern. Maybe it was the material, silk acetate. Realizing that others have silly notions too made me feel more at ease with my own. I think that if the girl who said, "I can't stand people who wear socks like that," could trace back in her memory to the cause of her dislike, she would feel differently about purple and green silk acetate socks. Might even look forward to seeing a pair every now and then. So she could say, "You know, that man's wearing a pair of socks that I used to hate," with a smile in her voice. That's what I do when I see someone who walks with their feet sticking out like a duck. Every time I see someone who walks that way, I tell myself, just because he doesn't walk with his feet parallel doesn't mean that you're any better than he is. And then I warn myself against falling into any other silly notions I may have. To know that I love my baby, and my baby loves me. A short time ago, we went out together to a place called Far Out, Upper Limbo. The rhythm was there. Something special was in the air. I reached over and held my baby's hand. She gave me a little squeeze. I knew we were in the same key. Everything's beginning to swing in a quiet, cool, warm way. My baby didn't say anything. Just looked at me with that special look my baby has. I look back with that special look I get when my baby looks at me with that special look she gets. I couldn't help myself. It was love for sure. I picked my baby up, danced over to the stage, and I told the leader, "Leader, this is my baby." He just said, "Crazy." My baby gave him a special look, like she does. He could see my baby had eyes to swing, so he adjusted the mic and simply said in his complicated way, "Of course." And my baby's shy, so I gave it the first try. Waiter, two glasses of warm milk, please. Sad. I thought my eyes were going mad. This guy I saw on the tube, 70-something he was, surrounded by a flock of bare naked ladies. Not the band, no, a band of babes they were. In their birthday suits, camouflaged by paint. Someone had painted panties and bras right over the nudity. And the old guy, surrounded by the painted ladies, was all smiles. They didn't seem to bother him at all. We but world enough and time, this coyness, mistress, were no crime. We would sit down and think which way to walk and pass our long love's day. Thou by the Indian Ganges riverside shouldst rubies find, while I, by the tide of Humber, would complain. I would love you 10 years before the flood, and you should, if you please, refuse till the conversion of the Jews. My vegetable love should grow vaster than empires and more slow. 100 years should go to praise your eyes and on your forehead gaze. 200 to adore each breast, but 30,000 to the rest. An age at least to every part, and the last age should show your heart. For lady, you deserve this state, nor would I love at lower rate. But at my back I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near, and yonder all before us lie deserts of vast eternity. Thy beauty shall no more be found, nor in your marble vault shall sound my echoing song.
Then worms shall try that long-preserved virginity, in your quaint honor turn to dust, and into ashes all my lust. The grave's a fine and private place, but none I think to their embrace. Now therefore, while the youthful hue sits on your skin like morning dew, and while your willing soul transpires at every pore with instant fires, now let us sport us while we may. And now, like amorous birds of prey, rather at once our time devour than languish in his slow-chapped power. Let us roll all our strength and all our sweetness up into one ball, and tear our pleasures with rough strife through the iron gates of life. Thus, though we cannot make our sun stand still, yet we will make him run. Had we but world enough in time, this coinless mistress were no crime.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we've already started the radio obituaries. It's an all obit show tonight. With the passing of Ken Nordine, we didn't want to let that one wait a whole week. So here we are. It's working out so far. I think it is anyway. We want to thank Pete yet again for filling in for us last week here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. He is fabulous at this stuff. And we've got a couple more coming up in March. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And at this point, I think we're just going to keep on with the obits. As I mentioned before, I kind of front-loaded a lot of the silly stuff. Not completely, but a lot of it. There's a sizable chunk in tonight's obits, so that's always a good thing for us, given that it is a silly radio show. The next radio obituary is for Jimmy Hannon, the Australian radio and TV personality, variety show host, singer, entertainer, game show host during the 60s and 70s. He hosted his own musical variety show, Jimmy, later called Tonight with Jimmy Hannon. He had his start, though, performing in a big band and became a teen idol. He released the single Beach Ball, which was originally recorded by the City Surfers, but he released his version in 1963, written by Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, with backing vocals by the Bee Gees. Jeez. Jimmy Hannon just passed away at 84. We're going to send this one out, though, to our executive producer, because we never fire anybody here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, our executive producer, Rich Culbertson. This one goes out to him. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Jimmy Hannon right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A footballer, his equal there are few. He's the boy the Englishmen all take their hats off to. A fair dinkum Aussie, he excels in every test. And if they try to turn it on, he'll mix it with the best. Chang-a-lang is somewhere singing, down at Wollongong they're swinging, and he's rated as their superstar. Chang-a-lang is somewhere singing, down at Wollongong they're swinging, and he's rated as their superstar.
Tang the magic dragon's running, full of fire and football cunning. Tang the mighty dragon superstar. Come and join us while we're singing. From the hill their cheers are ringing. Tang, the mighty dragon, superstar. Tang's the boy that rugby league has made a superstar. The fans all love to watch him, and they come from near and far. A sporting true all-rounder, he plays anywhere at all. And if they played him hooker, you can bet he'd win the ball. Chang-a-lang-a's song we're singing, down in Wollongong they're swinging, and he's rated as their superstar. Chang the magic dragon's running, full of fire and football cunning. Chang the mighty dragon, superstar. Hear them roaring, Chang a scoring, listen to them cheer. Up and down and running round, and Chang has found he's in the clear. Come and join us while we're singing, from the hill their cheers are ringing. Chang the magic dragon, superstar. My song about this boy from Wollongong, and the song that we all sang was Chang-a-lang. Running round the Englishman, playing games and having fun, flashing feet and twinkle toes. Watch that mighty dragon go. All Australia sing my song about this boy from Wollongong, and the song that we all sang.
Let's see, the cleanup radio obituary is for Bradley Bolke, B-O-L-K-E, Bolke. You know why I have to tell you that. He was an American voice actor, known primarily for his voice work in Tennessee Tuxedo as Chumley the Walrus, but he was also in Underdog. And a few other things. An ABC Saturday Superstar movie, even. Bradley Bolke just passed away at 93. It's the cleanup radio obituary. Oh, that's right. I had a story to tell here. So, speaking of Fred Bolke, our associate producer and valet when Chandler isn't using him, he let me know a few weeks ago that there's a new podcast called Mobituaries. I said, what? Sure enough, CBS Sunday morning show dude, I think. I know I'm more from Wait, Don't Tell Me. Started a podcast called Mobituary or Mobituaries. I'm not sure which it is. It's my detachment from it. But I was a little concerned, but I decided to listen to the first one. And he's really looking back in time. He's not really working in contemporary space. But his very first episode, and it's one obit per episode. At least I believe it is. It was for Von Meter. Just as much about the death of Von Meter's career as about Von Meter, generally speaking. But I thought, now that's bold, coming out of the gate with a brand new podcast for somebody on CBS, and to go with Von Meter as your opening subject matter. I'm impressed. which leads you to believe that perhaps something's about to happen with Von Meter here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it's true, as we begin the cleanup radio obituary for Bradley Bulk right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You really think you can get away with this?
Well, Pierre, I've been criticized in the newspapers for the big parties and the state dinners. Now, we've got to cut down in economy starch at home.
All right, if you say so. Oh, here they are.
All right, gentlemen, let us be seated. Mr. Adenauer, if you will sit next to your friend, Mr. de Gaulle. And Mr. Castro, if you will sit here next to your friend, Mr. Khrushchev. Mr. Nashoff, you will sit here next to Mr. Ben-Gurion. I'm sorry. Mr. Nkrumah, if you will sit in between Mr. Ben-Gurion and Mr. Nasha, then you can turn either way. Now, Mr. Chiang Kai-shek, would you please sit there beside Mr. Khrushchev? Oh, good. Now, before we get down to the business at hand, I think lunch would be in order. Now, I thought that instead of the formal food we usually serve here, that we would have a typical American businessman's lunch. So I'm going to send down to the delicatessen store for some sandwiches. Well, how does that strike you, gentlemen? Mr. Khrushchev, would you... I appreciate your enthusiasm, but would you mind just taking your shoe off the table? Now, I think I'll have a peanut butter and jelly on whole wheat with a side order of a coleslaw and a hot fudge sundae. Mr. de Gaulle?
Yuck. I would like to have Dove under glass.
Well, I'm sorry, General, but we're only having sandwiches today.
Then could I have a Dove under glass sandwich?
All right, Pierre, a chicken salad on white for the General. Mr. Chiang Kai-shek.
Club sandwich would be fine. Thank you so much.
Would you like it with a little mayo?
Please, not to mention that name.
I'm sorry. Mr. Nasha.
I'll have a hot pastrami sandwich. I can never get it at home.
Okay. What kind of bread?
White toast with lettuce and mayonnaise.
Mr. Nasha.
What do you want, Ben-Gurion?
Look, I know we don't get along. You never listen to me. Now you're fooling around with rockets. But this time, please listen. Pastrami don't go with white bread and lettuce and mayonnaise. Have it on rye bread with mustard, not glass tea. You'll enjoy.
I think that Mr. Ben-Gurion has a point there.
All right, I'll take a chance.
Good boy. And if you like pastrami, next time you're in my neighborhood, drop into the house. My wife makes a gefilte fish. It melts in your mouth.
We'll have to get together, Mr. Ben-Gurion.
My name is Ben-Gurion. You can call me Ben.
My name is Abdul Nasser. You can call me Abe.
Good. Now, fine. Mr. Khrushchev.
Oh, you don't have to order special for me. I'll have a bite of everybody else's.
All right, Mr. Adenauer.
You have one sandwich here in America I love. I have a Western sandwich.
If Adenauer has a Western sandwich, then I'll have an Eastern sandwich.
There is no Eastern sandwich.
Then I want the Eastern portion of his Western sandwich.
I'm sure we can negotiate on that subject. Mr. Castro.
No pregunte que su patria puede hacer para usted, pero pregunte que usted puede hacer para su patria. I have a chicken sandwich with a live chicken.
Well, that leaves Mr. Nkrumah. What will you have, sir?
I'll have some watermelon.
Don't put me on, Mr. Nkrumah.
All right. A ham and egg sandwich and a Coke. And I guess a bowl of borscht.
Okay. Okay, Pierre, put the rush on it.
Well, we got
Gentlemen, that was a pleasant lunch. Now, under discussion today will be nuclear disarmament, followed by the UN bond issue and a matter of the trade agreements. Now, first, there is a most important matter to settle. Mr. De Gaulle, yours was the chicken salad and coffee. That's $1.40.
On to the radio obituary for Sanger Schaefer, also known as Whitey Schaefer, the American country songwriter and musician. He wrote numerous hits for stars including George Jones, Lefty Frizzell, George Strait. He was also a recording artist. His biggest single was You Are a Liar under the name Whitey Schaefer. It reached 48 on the Billboard Country Chart in 1981. Gosh. But his best-known song that he wrote for someone else was All My Exes Live in Texas. We won't be playing that tonight. I think you just heard it in your head right there. Whitey Schaefer just passed away at 84. It's a radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree.
We agree.
We agree. Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree. You're for me. Can't you see? You and me gotta be what we like. We both like. Yes, sirree. We agree. Yes, sirree. We like to Friday hop when we flop. Rock and roll to the stroll. We like to stay out late on a date. Yes, sirree. You and me.
Making signs.
So get up off my kitchen stool, get on the back of your one-eyed mule, 'cause I'm the one that puts the honeybees and tulips on her mind. She ain't yourn, and you done been warned about that lion. Telling her you went through school and making her think your IQ's 59. Lou, I got a horse to shoe and chores to do, but I ain't blind. How can I leave the house to work and leave you here with her to flirt and put them balls of honeybees and tulips on her mind? Making signs. So get up off my kitchen stool, get on the back of your one-eyed mule, 'cause I'm the one that puts the honeybees and tulips on her mind.
Now we have a radio obituary for Edwin Birdsong, the American keyboard and organ player known in the 70s and 80s for his experimental funk disco music. He didn't have much chart success, but he did have a strong fan base, sampled by many other artists over the years. Edwin Birdsong just passed away at 77. Let's hear that radio obituary for him right now at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You don't want my loving, honey. All that you want is take my money. Time goes by, there I'm sitting. What you doing just ain't fitting. First you come on with this new bag. Now I see you're a real drag. Tell me why. Stop all this stuff.
my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight style? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. 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 Now you tease my plug one style and my plug one spectacle. You say plug one and two are hippies. No, we're not, that's pure plug four. Plug always pushing that we formed an image. There's no need to lie. When it comes to being plug one, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Proud, I'm proud of what I am. Poems I speak are plugged too tight. Please, oh please, let plug two be himself, not what you read or write. Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie that. Style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. They lie soul is from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Denied by cassids and gooky eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts flipping up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. Nah. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Contestant number four, do you have the answers?
I saw the tip of my tongue. I just can't think of it. I'm sorry.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we just wrapped up the first hour of the radio obituaries tonight, of two, of course. Because the students are back. James is coming in again. This year, or this semester, his program is called Life Appreciation Hour. And I like that title. He's been a great person to have followed the show. You don't know what's going to happen on his show. It's great to hear him talk. He digs what we're putting down here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's all working out. And that's all we're hoping for here. Oh, look, I better get cracking here now.